Hanukkah is
What?
a good morning, everybody. Hanukkah is a yontif that appears in Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is a book that was written down in the days of the Bayis Sheni. Rashi comments in the first perek in Masechta Shabbos on the Gemara that it's called Megillas Tainis because it was written down b'ksav before the Mishnayos were written down. The Mishnayos were not written down, we assume, until the days of Rabbi and Rav Ashi. Rabbi Yudal Nasi edited the Mishnayos, but they were still all being recited Baal Peh. So at the time that the whole Torah Sheh Baal Peh was still being transmitted Baal Peh, Megillas Tainis was written down. What is Megillas Tainis? It lists off, starting this in year Sivan, it goes according to the months of the year. It lists off all of the Yomim Tovim that were introduced during the Bayis Sheni period, mid the Rabbanan. And it's called Megillas Tainis because on these Yomim Tovim, there's a mitzvah of Simcha mid the Rabbanan, the Lo Lisan Rabbahon, not to fast, and some of them to Lo Lemisped Ahon, not to deliver a hesped either. So the Gemara has a long machloikis hatanoim and a machloikis hamaroim in the first perek in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and daf goes on and on and on, daf yutches, whether the Yamim Tovim and Megillas Tainis still apply after the Churban Habayis, or should we assume Batla Megillas Tainis? Maskanas Gemara is that Batla Megillas Tainis, all of these Yamim Tovim were only celebrated Bizman Habayis, after the Churban Habayis, they all fall apart, with the exception of Chanukah and Purim. These are the two exceptions to the rule. What is Megillas Tainis all about? So the Gemara seems to say the following. Pasha B'Shat and the Gemara seems to say the following. Rabbi Goren has a whole Sefer Torah Samoadim, Divrei Torah on the different Yomim Tovim, and he writes about Megillas Tainis. He doesn't say what I'm going to say. But I thought what I'm going to say is Pasha B'Shat and the Gemara. Now remember, there was a Talmud Chacham who passed away already, Rabbi Yanke Kamenetsky's son, Amnason Kamenetsky, the one who wrote the whole book about his father making of a gadol. He was the son-in-law of Rabbi David Lifshitz. He married Rabbi David Lifshitz's daughter. So when he used to come to New York, he would stay by Rabbi Lifshitz. When he would daven in the Beis Medrash, he would sit next to Rabbi Lifshitz, and I would sit next to Rabbi Lifshitz. He would sit in between me and Rabbi Lifshitz, so we got to speak a lot. So he read by Dvar Torah, and he agreed, and he said that he used to teach in Itri many years ago, when Rabbi Elephant was still alive, Ramatcha Elephant. So he said, oh, but this Dvar Torah, my name in Yeshiva. He thought it was correct. I think it's Poshim Shat Negimar. What is the Tzad HaShoveh? That's what Rabbi Goren raises the question. What is the Tzad HaShoveh? What is the common denominator of all of these holidays that are listed off in the Megillas Tainis? Chanukah is a holiday that goes for 8 days. Some of them are 3 days, some of them are 1 day, some of them are 5 days. They're not all 1 day, and they're not all 8 days. So what is the Tzad HaShoveh? So it's clear from the Gemara Alpi Pashtus, the common denominator is they all have to do with the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the improvement of the structure, the improvement of the korbanos, the improvement of the institutions of the Beis HaMikdash, namely Kohuna Gedolah. If there's something wrong with the Kohuna Gedolah, or if there's something wrong with the Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin is supposed to meet in the Beis HaMikdash. So for many years, the Sanhedrin was controlled by Tzedukim, who didn't believe in Torah Baal Peh. And when the Chachamim succeeded in kicking them out, and setting up an honest Sanhedrin of people who did believe in Torah Baal Peh, so then they made a yontif and preserving the Beis HaMikdash. Whenever the Chashmonaim were victorious in battle, they would make a yontif. Why? Because if they would have lost the battle, that meant that either the Goyim would take over the Yevonim or the Misyavnim, whatever. The Yevonim are the non-Jewish Yevonim, and the Misyavnim are the Jews who acted like the Yevonim. So either the Yevonim or the Misyavnim would take over the Beis HaMikdash and use it for Avodah Zarah purposes. They would defile it. So whenever the Chashmonaim were victorious in battle, they would make a yontif because they just succeeded in preserving the Beis HaMikdash from destruction. There is no din per se that whenever the Jewish army, whenever Tzahal is victorious in battle, you make a yontif. No, when there's no Beis HaMikdash now. All the Tzad HaShoveh, the common denominator of all of these Yamim Tovim and Megillas Tainis is that they all revolve about the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pashtus is that idea that you make a yontif when you improve the Beis Hamikdash, or you preserve the Beis Hamikdash from defilement, from destruction, is based on the Psukim in Chumash and Parshas Naso. That's the Kriyas HaTorah that we lay in on Chanukah. That's why we lay in on Chanukah. That's the basis, that's the whole foundation of establishing such Yamim Tovim. We read that the last 7 days of Chodesh Adar Rishivas Yimei Miluim, and then the Yud Beis Nisim brought Karbonis on the first 12 days in Chodesh Nisan. And the Ramban HaChumash, as well as the Ramban in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam writes, in his opinion, this is one of the 613 mitzvahs. What is the mitzvah? Whenever you happen to build a Beis HaMikdash, we haven't built so many Bat Mikdashim. Moshe Rabbeinu put together the Mishkan. Shlomo HaMelech erected the first Beis HaMikdash, and then Ezra and Nehemiah built the second Beis HaMikdash. They'll say, love, we'll build the third Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan Shiloh. Okay, whatever. So whenever you build the Beis HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah to celebrate. How many days you celebrate, and which karbonis to bring, and which chazan should sing, which nigan, and so on, that's already Hayra Ashur, that the details you have to work on. But in principle, the Ramban holds that's one of the Taryag Mitzvahs HaTorah. As I say, we haven't built so many Bat Mikdashim, but there's a sefer called Galya Masechta. The author of this sefer was Reb David Navardiker. He was the Rabbi Navardik during the lifetime of Rab Chaim Volozhiner. He has a hesped, Rab Chaim Volozhiner. He had a certain machloikis with Rab Chaim Volozhiner. Originally, he thought Rab Chaim Volozhiner was wrong. And then after a couple of years, he realized Rab Chaim Volozhiner was right. And he apologized. And then when Rab Chaim Volozhiner passed away, he delivered a very bekavedik hesped, which is printed in his sefer. Galya Masechta is Shadus HaTshuvas. The first half of the sefer is Shadus HaTshuvas. And the second half is Drushes and Hespedim. And Agadita, that he said. So the Galya Masechta writes that some Rishonim seem to hold that Kedusha's Beis HaMig, Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is a Din D'Oraisa, the Chayodim. Makes a point of this. Chayodim quotes the Sefer Yireim, Barab Lezim Emits, or seems to hold. The Gemara says, the Gemara in the end of Megillah comments on the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel Nabi was a Nabi right before and during the Churban Bais Rishon, and then he went to Golus with the Bnei Yisrael. So he prophesies in advance that the Bais Rishon will be destroyed, and the Jews will be sent into the Golus, and they will have a miniature Beis HaMikdash there in Golus Bavo. Eilehem leMikdash Meyat. What is the miniature Beis HaMikdash referring to? So the Gemara says in the end of Megillah, that's a reference to all the Bate Knesses, the Bate Midrash, Shebe Bavo. So the Ran on the Rif in Megillah writes that this only an Asmachta Mid Rabbanan. The whole concept of Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses and Kedusha's Beis HaMedrash. And the Gemara has a machlekes, which is a higher level of machlekes. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and we pass on like Rabbi Shua ben Levi that kedushas beis hamedrash is a higher level than kedushas beis haknesses. Rabbi Yechanan held farkeh that kedushas beis haknesses is a higher level. So this whole discussion in the Gemara, according to the Ran, the whole thing is all on asmachta midrabbanan. The whole kedushas beis haknesses beis hamedrash is all midrabbanan. But the Chayodim quotes Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote from the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzora. The Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs by way of introduction to the Mishnah Torah. And then in Sefer HaMitzvahs was written in Arabic. We use the Hebrew translation. But then when the Rambam starts the Mishnah Torah, he gives it the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzora in Hebrew. So in the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzora, the Rambam writes that the Lav and the Chumash Lo sasen kein lo shem alakechem. That's an ashar le notetzeb in min hamizbeach. It says, when we come to Eretz Yisrael and we'll see bote avodah zarah, v'nitatztam es bizbechosem, v'shibartam es matzevosem, asherem tisu from reshem, psil elahem tigadeyan, lo sasen kein lo shem alakechem. That's in the beginning of Chumash Dvarim. When we come to Eretz Yisrael, we have to destroy the avodah zarahs. So Rashi on the Chumash quotes the Gemara, lo sasen kein lo shem alakechem is as horal and note that seven men amizbech. We have to destroy the nitasam is bizachosam, the mizbech of Abedazara, and to destroy the bote Abedazara, the churches, if we have control. Unfortunately, Medinis Yisrael doesn't have full control. They'll go destroy all the churches, all the Christian churches in Eretz Yisrael. So the United Nations will close them down. They'll start a third world war. all the Christian countries will wipe out Israel. So they can't do it now. But in principle, we're mechuyev to do that. It's part of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam in this Minyan on Mitzvahs, B'Ktzara, he's giving you mamash B'Kitz and Nimrat. He writes that that law applies and noitates Evan, but they're going to see us about the Midrashas also. So he seems to say this. Dechemet quotes Achrayim and say like this. So Rav Soloveitchik noticed that he mentioned this. The Rambam seems to be saying, like the Chayyotim is Reb Lezem emits, that the Kedusha is based on Knesset, is based on Medrash, is really Menatar. It's not just an Asmachta. So that's what the Gali Masechta writes. Whenever you complete the building of a Beis HaKnesses, or the building of a Beis HaMedrash, there's a mitzvah and a Torah to celebrate. You don't celebrate by bringing karbonis, but you celebrate by having Chanukah's abayis, and somebody says a shir, and a chazan gives a sings a nigan or whatever. You have to put something together, but the details are hayrashah. You have to work on that, but in principle, the principle, the Reb Dovid on the Baruch calls, the principle is a din deraisa. Even when you complete the building of a shul or the building of a Beis HaMedrash. So if you look carefully, all of the Amitayvim and Megillas Tainus, from the beginning to the end, they all revolve about, that's what the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah seems to say, and the whole Sugya and Daf Yud Ches, all of the Amitayvim revolve about the Bayis Sheni. Improving, someone made a major donation to the Bayis Sheni, or the tzedukim were running the show, so they were bringing the korbanos for Shavuos always on a Sunday, because that's how they read the psukim. You start counting Sirim Yimachas, Machas HaShabbos, and Shavuos always falls out on a Sunday, that it's an extended weekend. Shavuos only a yanta, but one day, so Moshe Rabbeinu, as if Moshe Rabbeinu made up all the din of Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, he saw Hoya, he liked the Jewish people, so he established that Shavuos should be an extended weekend. Pesach and Sukkot is a whole week long. So whenever it is, it's going to take off a week and go to a hotel. But Shavuos is only one day, so it makes sense. Moshe Rabbeinu made it should be an extended weekend. So when they kicked out the tzedukim from the Beis HaMikdash, and they had the Chachamim were running the show, so then they he took him Chag of the Shavuot, the Yontav of Shavuos was established properly. And other things were established properly. So whenever something was improved, either the structure of the Beis HaMikdash or the institutions of the Beis HaMikdash or the Karbonos or institutions of the Beis HaMikdash, whenever they improved something in Beis HaMikdash or they protected, they defended the Beis HaMikdash from defilement, from destruction, so then they made Yamim Tovim. So all of these Yamim Tovim, the Gemara says, only makes sense. B'zman she'es Beis HaMikdash kayim, after the Churban HaBayis, we should observe Avelus over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Does make sense, we should celebrate. So why? So the Gemara said, two exceptions to the rule on Chanukah and Purim. Why Chanukah and Purim? That's a question. Why should there be any exceptions to the rule? That's a question. So it could well be, you look in Haggai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at Bnei Yisrael because when he gave them an opportunity after the 7 years of Golus Baba, gave the Jewish people an opportunity to come back to Eretz Yisrael, hardly anybody came back. It says in Tanakh, 24,000 Jews came back. That was a drop in the bucket. Ruba de Ruba of the Jews remained behind. And Bobo, the religious Jews didn't want to come back. Those who came back were the Gerim and the Halolim and the Mamzerim and the Nesinim and the Balei Tshuva. The real religious Jews stayed behind in Bobo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Bnei Yisrael. That's how the Gemara interprets the Pasuk in Shir Hashem. Amchayma hei nivna aleh hatiris kesev imdeles hei notzo aleh lu achoriz. If Yaluk HaChoyma, if after, that's the Gemara in the first parak in Yuma, if after the 7 years of Golus Bavel, all the Jews will return back to Eretz Yisrael, Yaluk HaChoyma, everybody will come back, all the masses will come back, then Nivna Lehatiras Kesef, then the second Beis HaMikdash will be the everlasting Beis HaMikdash, it won't be destroyed, just like a metal building, Tiras Kesef, a tower of metal, of silver. The Beis HaMikdash will not be destroyed, and the Jewish people will not rot away. Ein harekev sholed bo. But if it'll be very shvach aliyah, hardly anybody will, emdelesi, not so la luachoriz, hardly anybody will come back, that's what it was, then not so la luachoriz. Then the period of the second Beis HaMikdash will be like a wooden hut, luachoriz, eriz is wood, cedar, wood. So it means rekev sholed bo, means that second Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, and that Lebesofa was destroyed. That's what the Raibid writes in Perek Vav and Hilchos Beis HaBchira in the Hasagas on the Rambam. He says, Yedei Ahoya Ezra. When Ezra built the second Beis HaMikdash, he knew from day number one that it's Asid Lehechorev. And therefore, he was only Mikadoshit Lizman. The Raibid thinks that the Psak Halacha should be the Loikid Shalosi Lame. After the Makom HaMikdash was destroyed, so it no longer has Kedusha. The Rambam thinks that the Makom HaMikdash still retains Kedusha even Bizman HaZeh. So if an Adam Tomei goes, he'll be Chayv Koris. And the Raibid says, no, he thinks that it's not correct. That Loikid Shalosi Lame, because Yedei Ohaya Ezra Shalosi Lehecharev, Ezra knew from day number one is going to be Chaharino. Because they knew from the Nevuah, from the Roch HaKodesh of Shlaim HaMelech, if it's going to be Shvach HaAliyah, hardly anybody's going to show, just a few thousand Jews, instead of millions of people should have come back. So then, Natsolah Luacharis, and the second base HaMikdash will be destroyed. So the so that's how Ezra knew that it was going to be Chorev, because Shlaim HaMelech said Baruch HaKodesh in the Psukim and Shir HaShirim. Only if everybody will be Yaluk HaChayma, then the second Beis HaMikdash will be the everlasting Beis HaMikdash. So not only was a Rekib Sholet Bo, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rekib Sholet Bo and Klal Yisrael rotted away. That was what Shlaim HaMelech said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not send any more Nevi'im. The role of the Navi is to give Musa and to give Tochacha so that people do tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Bnei Yisrael at the beginning of Vayisheni Peri. He said he's not going to send any more Nevi'im. But Gimel Nevi'im, Olu Yimai Mibavel, the three Nevi'im, Chagas Chai Malachi, he had to send. Because without a Navi, you cannot build a Beis HaMikdash. The whole purpose of returning back to Eretz Yisrael and days of Ezra was in order to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. To rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have a Navi. So each one of the Gemara said, each one of the three Nevi'im, Chagas Chai Malachi, they were all at the same time. Each one gave a different nevuah on a different aspect of the building with the second Beis HaMikdash, where the Makom HaMizbeach is, and what the dinim are about building Beis HaMikdash. So if you look there in Haggai, so the psukim say the people were crying, the old timers. How did this compare? The old timers are 80 years old. They were 10 years old when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They remembered the beauty and the tiferes of the first Beis HaMikdash. How does this compare to the first Beis HaMikdash? This is a fake. This is not a real Beis HaMikdash. So the Navi Haggai says, Chazak Zerubbabel, Chazak Am Ha'aretz, even though right now it's Shvach, there's no Gilu Shechina, but the Shechina is hidden here, and the time will come when the third, after this Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, and that'll be the everlasting Beis HaMikdash, and God liye kvod ha'bayis hazeh ho'achar min ha'rishim. The third Beis HaMikdash will be a hemshech of the second one, and it'll outshine the glory of the first Beis HaMikdash. It'll be stunning. It'll be beautiful. So they were told that the time they would, the Haggai says b'nevuah that a tremendous miracle will occur during the period of the Bayis Sheni. Rashi in his commentary on Treyosa writes that that's an allusion. The nevuah of Haggai is an allusion to the Nes Chanukah. Tremendous miracle will occur, namely the miracle of the Pach HaShemen, to demonstrate to the Jewish people that there is a Hashoras HaShechina in the Bayis Sheni. It wasn't, the Shechina wasn't Begolui, it was no Gilu Shechina, everything was Beseser, but there was a Hashoras HaShechina. And this Shechina, which is present now at the beginning of all the years, the whole Bayis Sheni was much longer than the Bayis Rishon, the Shechina will become obvious and apparent, it'll become Gilu Shechina when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built. So the Nes Chanukah is to demonstrate that there's going to be a third Beis HaMikdash. We're not really celebrating Chanukah al Shem HaOvar during the end. The Gemara said the Nes Chanukah occurred a little over 200 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Sheni, we know, was the year 70. So 200 years, a little 200, 4 years before was the Nes Chanukah. So for 200 years, they were celebrating Chanukah al Shem HaOvar, that the Chashmonaim cleaned out the Beis HaMikdash and rededicated it L'Shamayim. It was used for Avodah Zarah purposes. So they had to make a new Mizbech, and they had to make a new Menorah, and everything was again used L'Shamayim, not for Avodah Zarah. But then after the destruction, the second Beis HaMikdash, you're not celebrating any longer Al Shem HaOver. What are you celebrating? Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so they're celebrating Al Shem HaOsid, because the Navi Haggai says that he prophesied in advance there will be a Nes Chanukah. Od miat, I forgot how the lotion of the od miat anochi marish es hashamayim es haaretz. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says it's going to cause a tremendous miracle to occur to demonstrate that there is a hashoras hashchina here in the Beis HaMikdash, and the whole Bayis Sheni won't be noticeable except for the nes of the Pach HaShemen. But in the Bayis HaShlishi, which will be a hemshach of the Bayis Sheni, then it will be noticeable. So we today really celebrate Hanukkah al Shem HaAsid, because the Nes Hanukkah was taken as an indication. The Navi told them in advance, a few hundred years in advance. Navi told them in advance the Nes Hanukkah will occur, and that will demonstrate that there will be after the Bayi Sheni will be Chorev, there will be a third Beis HaMikdash when the Shechina will be Begoli. So that's what the Yontif is all about. The Chachamim instituted the Yontif of Chanukah, no Hesped and no Tainus. You're not allowed to fast on Chanukah. And if someone dies, you're not permitted to deliver a Hesped, because a Hesped causes people to cry, and that's a violation of the Simchas Yontif. The Chachamim instituted the Yontif as a Yontif of Halal v'Hoidoya. We recite Halal. The Gemara has a whole discussion, both in Maseches Megillah as well as Maseches Erchin, Daf Yud Amud Beis. Why is there a difference between Chanukah and Purim? How come on Purim we don't recite Halal, and on Chanukah we do? So the Gemara gives three explanations. So one of the three explanations is that even after the Nes Purim, Akati Abdi Dachashverish Anan, we're still in Golus. So it wasn't the full Geula. After the Nes Chanukah, the Jewish government was established in Eretz Yisrael. The first few hundred years of the Bayi Sheni, there was no independent Jewish government. They were under the Shlita of Paras HaMadai. But then after the Nes Chanukah, then the Jewish people made their own independent Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why it makes more sense to say Hallel on Chanukah, because say Hallel Avdei Hashem. Avdei Hashem v'loy Avdei Paro. When the Jews left Egypt, the Medrash says, Halo Avdei Hashem v'loy Avdei Paro. But so on Chanukah, Halo Avdei Hashem, we establish our own independent Jewish government. But on Purim, Akati Avdei Dachashverish Anan. Hakni say, Halo Avdei Hashem, we're still Avodim Tachashverish. That's one explanation that the Gemara gives. Also, she pointed out that when the Rambam writes about Chanukah and Purim, so the story of Purim, he doesn't tell you what the story of Purim is. The story of Chanukah, he does write in the Mishnah Torah. Why? So he explained, Pashat, the Rambam writes in the Hagdamah to the Mishnah Torah, all you have to do is read Tanakh and read my Sefer and Mishnah Torah, you know all there is to know. So if you're going to read Tanakh, so you'll know the story of Purim. So whoever's reading the Mishnah Torah, we assume that he read Tanakh already. So the Rambam doesn't have to give you the historical background of Purim. But the historical background of Chanukah doesn't appear in Tanakh. That's only in Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Rambam says, if you read Tanakh and you read my Sefer, you know all there is to know. So the Rambam has to give you the historical background. Okay, that's a historical explanation why the Rambam has to write the historical background of Chanukah. So part of the historical background is Ve'emidu melech min ha-kohanim, that they establish a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban al Torah on Parshas Vayechi thinks Ve'emidu melech min ha-kohanim was a violation. The Ramban writes, a famous Ramban, on Vayechi, when Yaakov Avinu gave the bracha, Lo Yosef Shevet Meyehuda Mechoykik Ben Raglov, that the Malchus should belong to Shevet Yehuda. You're not allowed to have a Melech from any other Shevet, and certainly not allowed to have a Melech from Shevet Levi, from the Kohanim. So the Ramban writes, the Chashmonim were Chaside Elyon. That's the expression that he uses, the Chashmonim were Chaside Elyon, holy tzaddikim. But they lost out in the end because they violated Tzavuas HaZaken, the instructions of Yaakov Avinu, our ancestor, our grandfather, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu wanted that Lo Yosef Shevet Mehuda, the government should always be from Shevet Yehuda, from the descendants from David HaMelech, and the Chashmonaim were Kohanim from Shevet Levi, and it wasn't right that they established the government. They shouldn't have taken over the government. They should have run the Beis HaMikdash and had someone from Shevet Yehuda run the government. So what the Ramban holds is improper. The Rambam writes, that's part of the background. That's part of the history of the establishment of the Yontif. That's one of the milas. Why is that one of the milas? Why does he... Two things. The Rambam thinks that Hamidu government, Jewish government, is one reason to make a Yontif. And second reason is Hamidu Melech Min HaKohanim. Why Men HaKohanim? The Ramban says that was Keneged Adin. So apparently the Rambam thinks Men HaKohanim, the Kohanim used to be the rabbis. So the fact that the Malchus was in the control of the Kohanim means that it's going to be more Shmiras HaMitzvahs. The government is going to see to it that there's going to be more Shmiras HaMitzvahs. So that's part of the Nitzoch and HaMocham. And not only did they kick out the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the Yevonim and the Misyavnim, the Jewish government was run by Shas, run by Aguda or whatever, run by Degel HaTorah. It was run by the very by the Frume, not by Stam. So that's why the Rambam says Malchus Menach Kohanim. Yeah, where does he get that Midu Malchus, that establishing a Jewish government was a Mila? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that's that answer in the Gemara. Akati Avdei D'Achashverosh Hanan. The Rambam has to tell you that they established a Jewish government to explain how come you say Halal on Chanukah and not on Purim. So the Gemara gave three different explanations. So one of them was, on Purim you can't say Halal because Halal Avdei Hashem V'lai Avdei Paro. And on Purim, Akati Avdei D'Achashverosh Hanan. But on Chanukah, we're no longer Avodim to the Yevonim. That's when the Hashmonaim established their own Jewish government. Yeah. Where did the Rambam see this in the Gemara? The Gemara quotes the expression from the Megillah Steinis. So the Loshon HaGemara in Masech HaShabbos, in Bama Madlikin, the second parak of Masech HaShabbos. So the Gemara quotes the Loshon, the expression from the Megillah Steinis, Kishigavra Malchus Hashmonai. The Gemara doesn't say Kishigavra HaChashmonaim. The Gemara says Kishigavra Malchus Hashmonai. When the government of Hashmonaim succeeded in kicking out the Misyavdim and the Yevanim, then they made a new Mizbech and so on. So the Gemara seems to be emphasizing God, Malchus Chashmonaim, the fact that they established a Jewish government, that was significant. That was a significant part of why they had the right to establish a Yontif. So again, so it's a Yontif, Bahalal V'Hoidoya, that you say Ala Nisim. We don't really say Ala Nisim, we say Vi Ala Nisim with a Vav. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim because it's the middle of a sentence. Ala Nisim is not the beginning of a paragraph. It's the middle of a sentence. We say, we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for A, B, C, D, E, F, a whole list of things. They say, Al Nisech Shebuchal Yom Emona, and if Lesech Tavasech Shebuchal Eis, Erba Baikev Tzahorayim, Ve'ala Nisim. The Rambam has like that. All year long, when you say Shemona Esri, you say, Al Nisech, Erba Baikev Tzahorayim, Hatoib Kelochal Rachamecha. When you, Al Chanukah in Purim, when you plan to say Ve'ala Nisim, so you don't say Hatoib Kelochal Rachamecha. You leave off in Moedim in the middle. It's in the middle of a sentence. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. It's not right to say Ala Nisim as if it's a new paragraph. It's in the middle of a sentence. It should be Vi Ala Nisim. So they instituted to say Ala Nisim in the Shemoneh Esrei. What about in Birchas Hamazon? So the Gemara says, since you're not Mechuyif on Purim, you're Mechuyif to have a Suda. So we assume the Chachamim probably introduced that you should really say the Ala Nisim and the Birchas Hamazon after the Sudas Purim. But on Chanukah, you're not mechuyev to have any Sudas. It's Rambam writes, it's all Sudas or Rishus. You're not allowed to fast, but you're not mechuyev to have a Sudas. Sudas means an elaborate meal and you wash for bread and so on. So they never were mechayev. The Gemara has a discussion about this. The Gemara comes to the Maskana. They were not mechayev us to recite the Ala Nisim and the Birchas Hamazon. It's only a Rishus, but it is a Rishus. It's permissible. We don't say that it's a hepsik. If you want to, you're permitted to insert V'ala Nisim in the Birchas Hamazon. It won't be considered a hefsek. Our meaning is that we always do say V'ala Nisim in the Birchas Hamazon and Chanukah as well. The Magen Avraham has a discussion of the following shaila, comes up every so often. A person benches on Shabbos, Shabbos Chanukah, and he said V'ala Nisim, and it's a long, Ala Nisim is long. And then he got so exhausted from saying Ala Nisim, when it was time to say Ritzeh, he forgot to say Ritzeh Friday night or Shabbos morning. So the din is when you forget to say Ritzeh, you have to repeat the whole benching all over again. So when he repeats benching the second time, does he have to say Ala Nisim a second time? Or is it good enough he said it the first time? So the Magen Avraham holds that reciting Ala Nisim is only a minig. That's what it says in the Gemara. You're not mechuyev. The Chacham never made a takana. Made a takana to say V'ala Nisim in the Shemoneh Esrei. In Shachris and Musaf and Mincha, you say V'ala Nisim in the Tefillah in the Shemoneh Esrei, but not in Birchas Hamazon. So it's a minig. So there's a Ramam in Hilchas Shchita, in Hilchas Treifas. The Ramam describes a certain disease that the animal has. So he said, this disease in the animal is not a treifim in a Torah. It's not a treifim in the Rabbanan. But there's a minig in certain places that they aser it. So he says, even if there's a minig, it's not binding, because a minig is only binding on an issue that comes up on a regular basis. But the minig is not binding on a davishena matzui. Why is a minig not binding on a davishena matzui? Why not? Where did the Rambam get that from? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. The Rambam Shita seems to be that minhagim are only binding if it's a minig hatzibur. If the whole community has a minig and you don't go along, then there's an isur. You perish midarkei hatzibur. So it's only considered perish midarkei hatzibur if it's conspicuous and noticeable. If it's a davar hamotzeh, it's a davar sheinu motzeh, a rare thing. Once a year, it's going to come up, such a disease in the animal. The davar hamotzeh won't be noticeable that you perish min hatzibur. Perish min hatzibur in the Rambam is a separate isur. The Rambam lists off all the 24 things that are chavdav dvarim hama'akfemes ha'tshuva, that a person will be prevented, his tshuva will not be accepted. So one of them is ha'perish midarkei hatzibur. So the rabbi asks, what did he do? Was he mechal Shabbos? Was he over Avodah Zarah? What did he kill someone? What do you mean perish midarkei hatzibur? What exactly did he do? So the Rambam explains he didn't do anything. He observes all the mitzvahs ha'Torah. But as the Yiddish expression goes, emach Shabbos fazich, he doesn't go along with the community. The Torah was given to Ashabach Abanim Kolam and Asalan is Torah. So the Torah was given after Ashabach Abanim Kolam. Torah was given not to Yechidim, it was given to the whole Klal Yisrael. So first it was Bechiris Yisrael, and then the Torah was given. So we have to identify as members of the Tzibur. A person is Parish Ben Tzibur, he's just keeping the Torah all by himself. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be part of the Tzibur. So the Rambam, when he says Parish Ben Tzibur, he doesn't mean he's Mechal Shabbos. Doesn't mean he's Abir Abedizor. Doesn't mean he doesn't daven. No. He does everything he's supposed to, but he just doesn't associate with the Tzibur. He's all by himself. So that's Parish Men HaTzibur. So according to the Rambam, that Menhogim, we have a famous psak in Shulchan Aruch, a whole simon, in Yeridei, the beginning of the third chelik. Third chelik in the old editions of the Yeridei, the third chelik Yeridei began with Hilchos Shavuos and Hilchos Nedarim. Then there's a whole simon that Minhag and Minhag Tov is binding mitam neder mid the Rabbanim. It's not a neder min haTorah, because min haTorah, neder reshvu needs nefesh kisushava levati bisvasam. You have to pronounce it with your lips. Minig Tov is just you, the community has a minig, or the person has a minig, a yochid, or the family has a minig, but no one really took such a, no one said harini nishba, harini neder. You just acted out, you just observed this practice for a few times. So it becomes binding mitam neder midirabbonon. The Gemara says it's bal yachal midirabbonon. So that famous simon in Shulchan Aruch, minig is binding with tamned and rabbanon. That Gemara, daf tezvav in Adarim. That's the way Taisus learns the Gemara. The Ran on Adarim on daf pei on the base quotes that pshat in the name of Taisus. Maybe it's the pasha pshat in Gemara that there's bal yachal mid the rabbanon. You see that a minig is mit tamned, but the Rambam never quotes like that. The Rambam in a tshuva explains the Gemara differently. That not a minig is binding mitam neder. You're permitted to observe a minig, and we don't say it's a violation of Baal Teisav, just like, strictly speaking, if a person takes a neder, you don't say that a neder is a violation of Baal Teisav. The Gemara says, in a certain sense, it smacks of Baal Teisav. The Gemara has an expression, lo dayecha masha asur alecha Torah. Lo maspik, it's not sufficient what the Torah prohibited. Ashata es alecha dvarim hamutorim, that you have to add on new things that you asa. So the Gemara says, it's not kol aner dekila banabama. If you take an erda, you're making new additional restrictions on yourself. That's like a person is building a bama. Bizman isa bamas. Bizman had the bamas, there's nothing wrong with making a bama. But bizman isa bamas, so there's a mizbech on the base amigus, then you're making an additional mizbech somewhere. So that's an Isa Bama. See, here also, the Torah has 365 lavim, 613 mitzvahs, shin samachay lavim, lo dayecha masha osra alecha Torah, not sufficient. The 365 lo sesi ashata osra alecha dvarim hamutarim. You took upon yourself a neder to prohibit additional things that is strictly speaking amutam and atar. So the Chumash says it's permissible to take a neder and a shvua. And the Gemara says it's not really right because it smacks from Baal Teisav. It looks as if you feel the religion is not enough. You have to add on more lavim. You have to add more isurim. That's a consideration. The Gemara says whenever a person takes a neder, he should really be mata neder. More correct, he shouldn't take kol aner dekila bana bama b'shasis abamas. It's not right. So the Gemara says, if you observe a minig is like a neder. What does that mean? One might think that observing a minig looks like an isa bal tesif. He's adding on that we have dinim derais and dinim derabban. The guy's adding on his own additional minhagim, so it smacks from bal tesif. So the Gemara said, but strictly speaking, it's mutter, just like a neder also smacks from bal tesif. But strictly speaking, it's mutter. The Torah has a parsha of nedarim and shavuos, and you don't say why are you adding on more isurim. Torah gives you the right to add on. So too, the Torah allows you to observe minhagim. That's how the Rambam understood the Gemara. Not a minig is binding mitam neder. That's the binding force. It's considered as if you took a neder. No, it's permissible to observe a minig like it's permissible to take a neder. That's how the Rambam read it. So according to the Rambam, there's such a din that a minig and a dovashen and matzui is not binding. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Treifas writes like that. If it's a certain kind of a diseased animal that's very rare, comes up once a year or something like that, so then, even if there's a minig to aser, that's not binding. A minig is not binding on the davar sheni motzei. So that's what this Mogen Avraham writes, that if you forgot, you remember to say the Alah Nisim and the benching on Friday night, the Shabbos morning, but then you forgot to say Ritzei, so then is Mukhiv to bench a second time? Is he Mukhiv to say the Alah Nisim the second time? So the Mogen Avraham says, no, he already said it once. How often does it happen? Very rare that you have to bench twice after the same meal. If you got to say the first time, so you have to repeat benching again. So you have to say the benching a second time, because if you got to say, and then you're going to say the Alah Nisim a second time, because the first time you weren't Yotze, so the Magen Avraham says you don't have to. That's the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltas writes. That Magen Avraham is along the lines of that Rambam in Hilchas Shchita, where the Rambam wrote about a certain far-fetched, a rare disease in the animal, that even if the minig amokam is that they answer it, the minig is not binding on the double shenim. So most of the Achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham, because we really don't hold like that Rambam. We really do not hold like the Rambam that minhagim are binding because of Purish Medarkei HaTzibur. The old minhagim ayochid are also binding because minig is mitam neder. It's correct. The minatora, there's no neder because minatora you need levate bisvasayim nefesh kisushava levate bisvasayim. The original pasuk says by shavua nefesh kisushava levate bisvasayim, but it certainly applies. Most of the rishonim hold that it applies to neder as well. Some seem to hold that not, but most assume that you need levate bisvasayim by neder and by shavua. Yes, so the Chachamim were misakin that you should say the Alah Nisim in the Shmoneh Esrei, even Musaf, the Gemara says, even though you're davening four times a day, they were never misakin, you have to say the Alah Nisim in the benching, but it's not considered a hefsek. If you want to, you may, and the meaning is that we do say. And the question is, what if the person forgot Ritzei in the first benching, but he did say the Alah Nisim? When he says the benching the second time, does he have to repeat? The reciting of the Alah Nisim, most Achranim say yes. Most Achranim do not accept that Mogen Avraham. Then, of course, the Chachamim made a takon of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. There is a historical question. How far back does that takon go? The simple reading of the Rambam is Lushana. The Rambam quotes the Gemara, Lushana Cheres Kvom Asom Yam Tovim Behalol V'Hidor. The year after the Nes Chanukah occurred, the year after the Nitzoch and Amalchama, Shana Acheres Kevon Basam Yamim Tovim Behalal Vahido. They established the Yontiv to recite Halam to say Alah Nisim the year after. What about Hadlokas Neres? Hadlokas Haneres also was the year after. So you read the Rambam continues. It sounds like the same Bezin the year after they made the Yontiv. Halal Vahido, Madlikim Neres, but the Batim, you light the Neres. Simple reading of the Rambam is that the same time they made the Takana Vayanta, they made this. Rav Soloveitchik liked an idea. There are three volumes of Chidushim by Rabbi Shaul of Kutna. He was a rabbi in Kutna. Forgot his last name. He was one of the three rabbis who signed on the Heta Mechira, Vishnas HaShmita, when they first started the late 1800s, when the Jews were moving back there itself from Europe. And they made kibbutzim, they made farms. So he, together with Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan, I think Tzvi Hirsch Kalusha, I think they were the three who signed No, Rabbi Zakana was the fourth later. The third one was someone else, Klepfish, a Dayan in Warsaw. So Rabbi Shaul Akutna was one of the prominent rabbis. So there's a set of three volumes. He has a Sefer on Choshe Mishpat, very lumdish Sefer, a Sefer on Yerideya. Then he has a third Sefer, Shabbos Atshuvas. So in one of those volumes, they have some chidushim by a son-in-law of his, who learned by the Avnei Nezer. So Rabbi Soloveitchik must have seen that son-in-law had this suggestion, that maybe Rabbi Soloveitchik obviously should say it over in the name of the Avnei Nezer. I never saw it anywhere else in the name of the Avnei Nezer. I saw it from the son-in-law of Rabbi Shaul Akutna, who learned by the Avnei Nezer, that he had a suggestion, maybe the Takana the Rabbanan of Hadlokas Teres Chanukah was only instituted after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Maybe all the 203 years at the end of the Bayis Sheni period, the last 203 years that they observed Chanukah, maybe they didn't like Neres Chanukah. And the Machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were Bizman Abayis. Hillel and Shammai, Hillel was the chief rabbi, the Gemara says in the first Perek on Shabbos, 100 years before the Churban Abayis. And Shammai was the assistant chief rabbi. So that was 100 years before the Churban Abayis. And then they had the Beis Hillel and the Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel was Bizman Abayis and after the Churban Abayis. So the Gemara has a famous Machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. How do you observe the Mahadrim and a Mahadrim? Is it Peiches V'Holach or Moshe V'Holach? Beis Shammai hold that you light 8 candles the first night and 7 candles the next night and 6 candles the next night. And we follow Beis Hillel that you do the reverse, that you light the first night, you light 1 candle, second night, you light 2 candles. So you see that the Hadlokas HaNeres existed in the days of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but you don't know with this, the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, Bizman Abayis, or after the Churban Abayis. The word Tamid, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, both Bizman Abayis, and after the Churban Abayis, years after Shammai and Hillel passed away, the yeshivas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were still around. So you can't really tell from the Gemara. So Rav Soloveitchik somehow thought that it fit into the Rambam also. That's very doichik, very questionable whether the Rav thought that the Rambam sounded like that. I didn't think so at all. I thought it sounded the same year they made the Takana. He liked that idea. He thought that maybe the what?
Rebbe, maybe we could bring a raya for the Pashut shot of the Rambam. In Yosef ben Matisyahu, he writes about Chag HaUrim already in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, before the Churban.
So it's Beferish? Beferish, right. There's a Jewish museum. There's a Lubavitcher fellow who has a beautiful museum in Borough Park, I think. Forgot either Borough Park or Flatbush. You have to. I once went there quite a few years ago with Rabbi Meir Tversky and a few Talmidim, and we spent around 5-6 hours there, one day, 5-6 hours. You have to spend at least 15 days to see. He has so many things there. So he has a menorah. He claims that the menorah with 8 candle, a room for 8 neiros, he claims that they dated it. It's from his Zman HaBayis. You can really date something till to know within 100 years. It was talking in the last 200 years of his Zman HaBayis as opposed to after the Churban HaBayis. That's what he claims. He says he has a menorah, his Zman HaBayis. They see beferish that they lit menorahs, his Zman HaBayis also. It's called Chag HaUrim. Sure, so that's his Zman HaBayis. So that's the Pashtus is like that. When you light the menorah, the Gemara said you say 3 brachas the first night, Lalik Ner Shal Chanukah, then Shos HaNisim, and then Shehechiyonu. And from the second night on, you only say the first 2 brachas. You don't say Shehechiyonu. What is this bracha Shos HaNisim? So Shos HaNisim is because we recite Shos HaNisim on Purim also when we read the Megillah. Whenever there's a mitzvah pirsumi nisa, we have sometimes a mitzvah of zechel nes, then you don't say the bracha shos hanisa. But whenever the nature of the mitzvah is lefarsemes hanes, pirsumi nisa, then you say the bracha shos hanisa. So what else is pirsumi nisa? So we say the heseban leil pesach and arbukosis is pirsumi nisa to demonstrate that we are b'nei chorin. How come, so Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought this, well, you only say Shos HaNisim when the nature of the mitzvah is presuming is how come on Pesach night, you don't say Shos HaNisim? So some of the Rishonim write in their commentaries on the Haggadah that the bracha Shog Yolonim, the Golas Abusenim Mitzrayim, the Gionu, Alayla, etc., the bracha over the second course of the Abukosis is the substitute for Shas and Nisim. It says the same thing. Shogeldanim Golas Abusanim in Mitzrayim. So these are the four mitzvahs that are Pisumi Nisa, is Mikra Megillah, Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, and Haseba and Arba Kosis. What is the significance of their all being Pisumi Nisa? So the Gemara says, usually women are exempt from mitzvahs such as Mangrama. So in Brochus, there's a Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, I think it's Dav Chof and Mebeis, how to read the Gemara there. So Rashi's opinion is that women are exempt from mitzvah mangrama only if a mitzvah derais. A mitzvah derabbanan is not subject to that rule. So it all depends. Each mitzvah derabbanan, you have to figure out whether chachamim mechayiv women or not. But the klal that women are exempt across the board from all mitzvah mangrama only applies to mitzvah derais. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and they say it's wrong, that they have a raya from the Gemara that women are not mechayiv to recite halal on yontif. Tosfos assumes that Dava Pasha, the halal on yontif, is only the Rabbanan. And nonetheless, we exempt the women. It must be because it's a mitzvah says as Hazman Grama. So you see, beferish, women are potter from Hazman Grama, even if it's only the Rabbanan. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah suggests that maybe the Bahag thinks that halal, reciting halal on yontif, is a din deraisa. And he says, maybe he's right. Maybe halal on yontif is deraisa. So the Rav Elbel Soloveitchik writes in his Sefer, maybe Rashi is right. Maybe Rashi holds halal on yontif is deraisa. That's why women are potter, because women are only potter from a mitzvah such as magram, a mitzvah deraisa. Mitzvah derabbanan, they're not potter. But Taisa holds not so. So Taisa says, women are potter from magrama, whether it's a deraisa derabbanan, because it's called the tikkun rabbanan, okay, and deraisa tikkun. There are four mitzvahs that are Zman Grama, and women are mechuyev. These are these four: Haseba, Arba Kosis on Pesach, and Mikra Megillah and Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. Why? Because Afen Hay Biosahane. Since the nature of the mitzvah Pisumi Nisa, that's why we're mechayev women. Goes Afen Hay Biosahane. Yeah. What does it mean that despite the fact that it's a Zman Grama and women should have been potter, nonetheless they're chayev? Means it's an exception to the rule. They made an exception to the rule. So then you can question, is it only women? Or what about Eved Kenani? Usually Eved Kenani, we learn that Gzeira Sheva Lo La Meisha, Chuf Shela Nitan Lo, says by the Shivcha Charufa, by the Isha, it says, because of Lo Sefer Krisus. So you learn from that Gzeira Sheva that any mitzvah that the women are potter from, the Eved Kenani is potter. So over here, the women are Mukhiv Midirabonim, because Afen Hoi Biyasa Nes. So do you say it's an exception to the rule, women are potter? Maybe Eved Kenani is not potter. In Hilchas Mikra Megillah, the Mechaber quotes the Loshon HaRambam, I think, that Avodim Meshuchrarim are Mechuyiv in Mikra Megillah. Why only Avodim Meshuchrarim? And Eved Meshuchrar is a Ger. He's a Ger. So of course he's Chayiv. A Ger is Chayiv in all the mitzvahs. What about an Eved Shein Meshuchrar? So that's a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Tur. So if you hold that Afenoi Be'esanes is Mechayiv women, it's an exception to the rule, despite the fact that that's what it sounds like from Tosfos, despite the fact that the women should have been exempt, nonetheless, because it's Zman Grama, nonetheless, we're Mechayiv them, so then there's room to say only women and they were never Mechayiv Avadim. But Rabbi Elbel Soloveitchik suggests maybe one can understand differently. There is a mitzvah to do Kiddush Hashem in Yigdashta B'Sof B'nei Yisrael. Where is that? In Parshas Achrei Mois, when it has all the dinim of Gili Arayis. So it says, "V'nigdashte b'sof b'nei Yisrael." You should make a kiddush Hashem. The mitzvah of kiddush Hashem is not a zman grama. One aspect of kiddush Hashem is pisumi nisa. Whenever a nes occurs, we should be mefarsim the nes. That's an indication that there is a bari olam. He's hidden. He's a kel mistater. He's hiding. You can't see him, but he is there, and he's pulling the strings from behind the scenes that things should go in the direction that he wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives hashgacha klodas and hashgacha pratis. Over all the people in the world and over everything that's going on in the world. So it could be that that's what the Gemara meant. Afen hay be'asanes, since the nature of the mitzvah, of these four mitzvahs midirabbanan, happens that they're all four midirabbanan, Haseba, Arba Kosis, Mikra Megillah, and Ner Chanukah. So all of these mitzvahs are for the sake of to make a Kiddush Hashem. So even though these four mitzvahs are Zman Grama, but these are aspects of the mitzvah deraisa, of Kiddush Hashem, which is not as Mangrama. So maybe that's the reason why the women are Mechoyev. Because women are Mechoyev in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. That's a mitzvah, Sasei Shalai, as Mangrama. So even though these this particular form of the fulfillment of the mitzvah, this form is only midrabbanan, that you have to read the Megillah on Purim and you have to light the Ner of Chanukah on Yom Tov Shel Chanukah. Could be that even though these happen to be the Rabbanan, but their fulfillment of the mitzvah deraisa, which is not a zman grama, maybe that's the reason why women are mechuyev. I don't call it a zman grama. If you say it like that, that it's not a, we're explaining why it's not a zman grama, then avodim will also be mechuyev, even an eved, v'zein mishuchra. There's a Ramah in the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe is the Ramah's commentary on the bottom of the page in the tour. We have the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. So the Ramah writes a very strange comment, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that women are mechuyev in Hadlokas Neres Chanukah, that's only if a woman is single. But if the woman is married, Ishtei Kegufam Balki Ishtei, so the wife is Yotze with the husband's Hadlokah, and if the wife will want to light her own menorah, Ne'eluch Alecha V'yechad, everybody lights their own menorah, that'll be, and she'll say a bracha, that'll constitute a bracha of Atola. It's like the husband lighting once and then he lights again. He lights the menorah once and he lights another menorah with a bracha. So just like the same person is not allowed to light twice, so husband and a wife is Baal Ki Ishtai, so the wife is not allowed to light with a bracha after the husband lit. So that's a tella. The din is that women are mechuyev to eat matzah. We mentioned the Gemara, Mem Gimel Amabes and Psochim, that the Gemara says, Kol she'eshtem about the chalchamiz, yeshtem b'kum mochal matzah. The both dinim appear in the same pasuk, that you're not allowed to eat chametz, is a lois essay, she'az man grama, and the essay, v'erev tochal matzah, is the mitzvah essay. So the Gemara says, Kol she'eshtem b'al teh chalchamiz, yeshtem b'kum mochal matzah. That's how we know that women are mechuyev to eat matzah. So would someone say that if a married woman's husband already ate matzah and she's going to eat a kazais matzah, it'll be a brachal of atola because she's yetzu with the husband's achila? No, nobody says like that. You never say bal kiyush to benegit to mitzvahs. The husband is mochiv to say kiddush. The wife mochiv to say kiddush. The wife can be yetzu with shemei kaina. But if the husband made kiddush and the wife is not there, then there was no shemei kaina. The wife is mochiv. You don't say it's the same person. Bal kiyushta is only relevant for psulei edus. You say Baal Kishti. You don't say Baal Kishti for mitzvah. Very strange. So Rav Soloveitchik was not happy with that Ramah. He thought that it did not make any sense at all. Rav Moshe, they printed in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein that was his minig, that even the married women also light their own menorah on Chanukah. When he got married, he wanted his wife to light her own menorah. She didn't want to, because in her family, where she came from, that was not the minig. And he didn't pressure her. So he let her observe her minig, but he said that this was the minig from Valozhin Yeshiva. And the one who printed this wrote that he's not sure whether Rav Moshe said it's from the days of Valozhin Yeshiva or it's from Rav Chaim Valozhin. They don't remember, but he said clearly that this was the practice in Valozhin. Even the married people, the husband would light his own Chanukiah and the wife would light her own Chanukiah. They would light, and they didn't follow this Ramah, that you can't say a bracha if you light your own, because Baal Ki Ishtai is considered as if the same person is lighting twice. We don't hold like that. Yeah, why do we have on Hadlokas Ner Es Chanukah, you have Ner Ishabesa, the basic mitzvah is fulfilled if you have a husband and a wife and have nine children. So the husband lights a menorah, somebody lights the menorah, so all the 11 members of the family are yotze with Hadlokas HaMenorah. And then you have Mahadrin Eloch Alechad Be'echad. Then you have Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin Moshe V'Helach Apochus V'Helach. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, where in the world do you find a mitzvah midrabbanan that Melechatchila they set it up in such a way that you have an Ikan mitzvah, a Mahadrin, and a Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. So one mitzvah, there is Chanukah. Why? What's different? Manishtana this mitzvah from all the other mitzvahs. So the Pnei Yeshua has a famous suggestion. There is a kasha that the Achronim work on. Pnei Yeshua quotes the Kasha. Why was there need for the whole miracle in the first place that the Pach HaShemen burned for 8 days? Why 8 days? The Rambam explains. Why did the miracle cause that it should burn for 8 days? So the Rambam seems to be assuming that Rabban Shalom only does miracles if they're needed. If you don't need the miracle, it's not going to break Chukat Teva. So the travel time from Yerushalayim to the location in Eretz Yisrael where they used to squeeze out the oil and make olive oil for the Shemazai Zach Kasis Lamar for the menorah, it was a 4-day trip. So it took 4 days to travel to that location, 4 days to come back. And in a couple of hours, they prepared the oil. So because they knew that it's going to take 8 days, so that's why the miracle needed that the Shpach Hashem should burn for 8 days. If it would have only been a two-day trip, so then the Pach HaShem would only bury for 4 days. That's what the Ran explains in the Ran on the Rif explains that. That's why the Rambam says the travel time from Yerushalayim to the location where they used to make the olive oil for the menorah was a four-day trip. So 4 days there and 4 days coming back. That's why they had to have the miracle to burn for 8 days. So the Rav Yeshua quotes the Kasha, Adlokas HaMenorah is one of the Avodos in the Beis HaMikdash. So the din is that the Tumah is Mutah B'Tzibur. Whenever it's a Korban Shezmana Kavua, we usually say Tumah is Mutah B'Tzibur, if it's a Korban Tzibur. So the Mishnah in Tmuris quotes Rav Meir that it's a little bit inaccurate. It doesn't really depend on a Korban Tzibur versus a Korban Yochid. It depends on a Korban Shezmana Kavua versus a Korban Shein Zmana Kavua. The overwhelming majority of the Korbanos Tzibur are Zmanam Kavua. Let's say Tmidim u'Musafim. If you don't bring the Tmidim today, of a Yom HaBatl Korbanah. There's a far-fetched once in 100 years. We don't have to, if they have it, maybe once in 1,000 years. Maybe they never brought Par Halam Doroshel Tzibur. Very far-fetched. That there's a unanimous vote on the part of the 71 members of the Bez Nagadol to be Mekel Ananisa Kores. A unanimous vote. The Jews are going to have a unanimous vote on something. It's going to be a unanimous vote. All 71 rabbis in the Bez Nagadol all agreed to make a mistake, that to be Matar and Issa Kares. And 51% of the Tzibur violated the Issa B'Shoigeh because of the mistaken psak of the Bez Nagadol. So then, instead of each and every individual person bringing his own chatos, because he ate Cheleva, because he was Machal Shabbos, or because he ate Chametz B'Pesach, we say the Bez Nagadol can bring a Par Halam Davashel Tzima. So that's not Zmana Kavua. They bring it whenever they have a chance to bring it. But every other Korban Tzima, it could be that they never, we have no historical records whether they ever, did it ever happen? Was there ever a Par Halam Davashel Tzima? The Gemara says, one Tana says there never was and there never will be a Ben Saramor. One Tana said there never was and there will be a Bais HaManuga and so on. One says, Irani Dachas never was, and never, no one ever said there never was and there never will be a Parhel and Davashal Tzibur. But it sounds so far-fetched. A unanimous vote on the part of all the 71 members of Bez Nagadol. We're not sure whether it ever happened or not. So the dinner, so Ruba the Ruba of the Karbanos Tzibur Azmanam Kavua. Zmanam Kavua means of a Yom, a bottle of Karbanos. If you don't bring the Tmidim on yourself from today, you blew it, then you can't bring it tomorrow. You can't bring it in the wrong zman. And ruba de ruba of the karbanis yachid are ein zmanam kavua. Once a while you have a karban yachid that is zmanam kavua. Let's say chavita kain gadol. Kain gadol has to bring a minchas chavitan every day of the year. Or on Yom Kippur, the kain gadol has to bring parachatos hashaloi. He has to pay for it. It's his private karban. Karbanis tzibur paid for by machzal shekel money. And the parachatos hashaloi is paid for by the kain gadol from his own bank account. He has to pay for it. So that is Deicha Yom Kippur. That's Zmana Kavua. So that's what Rav Meir is quoted in the Mishnah in Tmura. I think it's the second parak in Tmura. He says it's a little bit a misnomer that we say Tumah is Mutah B'Tzibur. If it's a Korban Tzibur, it's Mutah to be Makar B'Tumah. If it's a Korban Yochid, you're not allowed. It doesn't really depend. Korban Yochid versus Korban Tzibur, it really depends. Is it a Korban Shezmana Kavua? Is it a Korban Shein Zmana Kavua? It happens that Ruba de Ruba of Korbanos Tzibur are Zmanam Kavua, and Ruba de Ruba of the Korbanos Yochid are not Zmanam Kavua. That's why we say it depends on Korban Yochid, Korban Tzibur. So based on that klal, the din is that if you only have Shem and Tomei, you do the Hadlokas HaMenorah, because Hadlokas HaMenorah has to be done every single day, every evening. You have to do it. So even if you don't have Shem and Torah, the din is that it's a, lighting the menorah is an avodah. One of the avodahs are karbanos, and even if the shemen was nitma, it's like a karban was nitma. So if it's a karban shezmana kavua, then the din is that it's deicha tumah, deicha Shabbos, and it's deicha tumah. So what was the problem? There was no Shem and Torah. So what? So you can fulfill the mitzvah. There was no need for the miracle. Why did Rabban Shalom do a miracle for nothing? There's no need for the miracle. The din is that if you can't bring if you can't do the avodah of hadlakas ha-menorah b'tara, so you do it b'tuma, and you'll be yotzei the mitzvah shelo b'shleimus. So that's the kasha that the achrayim are working on. The Chacham Tzvi is bothered with the kasha. So the Pnei Yeshua quotes the kasha and says, so the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, the haris chibosim shel Yisrael, that they should be yotzei the mitzvah of hadlakas ha-menorah b'hidura. To be yotzei in the mitzvah shelo l'mahadrin, they could have brought Shem and Tomei. But the Rabbanu Shalom made a miracle to enable the Jewish people to do the mitzvah b'hidura in the most mahudadik fashion. So that's why when the Chachom introduced the Yontif and they established this mitzvah with the Rabbanu hadlakas ha-menorah, they introduced mahadrin and mahadrin and mahadrin, because the whole there was no need for the whole miracle of the Pach HaShemen. It was only that the Kohanim should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah in the Beis HaMikdosh, LaMahadrin. So that's why the Tanoim instituted, when they instituted the Yontif of Chanukah, they instituted the Hadlokas should be with Mahadrin and Mahadrin LaMahadrin. Yeah, but the question is, how do you say Abracha? My father already lit the menorah, then I light the menorah and I say a bracha. What am I saying a bracha for? It's not a bracha of Atola. I was yotzei ready with the first hadlaka. Everybody, all the members of the household can be yotzei if they want to. We don't understand what the Ramos said. Ramos said if a woman is married, Baal Kishta, it's the same person doing the mitzvah twice. That Rav Soloveitchik is much. It doesn't make sense. It's not the same person. Baal Kishta is only a din that krovim apsulim la'edis. But this is a good kasha. The Maharil asked that kasha. Mogan Avram quotes the Maharil who asked that kasha. Whoever lit the menorah first, all the members of the family, all the members of the household are yotzei. So how can anybody later on light their own menorah? Because Ne'elech Alecha V'yecho, that's the Mahadrin. Everybody lights their own menorah. But everybody was yotzei ready with the first menorah. So how do they say bracha? Isn't that a bracha levatom? So the Maharil gives an answer. The Mogan Avram quotes the Maharil's answer. All of those who plan to light their own menorah have kavanah shelo lotzeis. When the first member of the family lights the menorah, everybody who plans to light his own menorah has kavanah shelo lotzeis. You can't force a person to be yotzei. If he doesn't want, he doesn't want. But if he wouldn't have kavanah shelo lotzeis, let's say he's not thinking one way or the other, the members of the family are not thinking one way or the other, they know there's a mitzvah to light the menorah, and then one of the members of the family lit the menorah first. So then, if you didn't have Beferish, Kavanah Shelo Lotzeis, everybody was yotzei with the first hadlaka. Then they can't light their own with a bracha. They were yotzei ready. That's a chiddush. What the Maharil said is a chiddush. We usually assume not like the Maharil. We usually assume it's not based on the idea of Kavanah Shelo Lotzeis. We assume, since Kach Tiknu Chachamim, the Chachamim were misakein, that you should have Ne'eluch Alecha V'yechod, each one should light his own. So if you choose that option, that's one of the three parts of the Takanas Chachamim, that the whole family does one big hadlokeh, or Ne'elech Alecha V'yechod, or Moshe V'Holech. Moshe Feinstein is quoted as having said, there's a question in the Beis HaMikdash when they lit the menorah, they had to light the neiris in a kli, in the menorah. What about bayos? Let's say a person's going to light candles. Rabbi Soloveitchik a lot of times would forget to bring his Chanukiah from Boston to New York. So they would sell cheap menorahs for half a dollar, a little tin menorah. He wasn't paying attention. He didn't see that they're selling menorahs. So he would have big fat candles that would burn for a few hours, and he would melt the bottom of the candle and stick it. He would have it melted onto the windowsill, and he would light not in a kli. So some of the Achrayim write, the Stechemin has a lot about this. Some of the Achrayim write, Marami Prague writes like this, and quite a few Achrayim write, that just like in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to do the hadlaka in a kli, in the menorah, so too the Doris. When you light Neiris Chanukah, if you light it and you just melt the wax on the windowsill, you're not yotzei. You have to have a hadlaka in a menorah. So Rabbi Soloveitchik also always used to daven ma'ariv early also. So once there was an incident on Hanukkah, he asked a couple of boys if they could come into his apartment. He had to give a shiur that night to Maria. And he wanted to light the menorah and then prepare for the shiur and go give the shiur. So he asked the boys if they can come in and daven Maariv. So first one of the boys gave him a hard time. Why is he davening Maariv so early before Tzeis HaKohen? So he promised him, Rabbi Soloveitchik had promised the student that he's going to repeat Kriya Shema later. Okay. So the boy said he'll join him, but he's not going to daven with him. He'll join him to make his minyan do mafeh. Then when he lit the menorah, then he was lighting the candle, so he forgot to bring his Chanukiah. So he melted the candles on the windowsill. So the boy tells him with a straight face, Rabbi Shechter said that you're not Yotze if you light without a menorah. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, go tell Rabbi Shechter that he is crazy. So the boy came to me and said, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, I should tell you that you're crazy. What was that all about? So he said, because he said in my name that Achrayim say you're not Yotze if you don't light in a kli. And he thought that you are Yotze. He must have seen by his father. Like that. Anyway, that's a machlekes and achrayim. So Moshe Feinstein thinks he yotze if you light shalom b'kli, but you won't be yotze mahadrin. He thinks mahadrin that you light mahadrin min mahadrin that you light two. When you light more than one, you light two. The two are only mitzurif together if they're in a kli. So the first night you can be yotze. The second night you can be yotze even without a kli, the basic din. But you won't be yotze the mahadrin min mahadrin if you want to light to the second night, three the third night, four the fourth night, and so on. They were only mitzuraf yachad if they were all lit in a kli. That's what they quote in the name of Moshe Feinstein. Rabbi Soloveitchik thought not so. He used to melt the wax candles on his windowsill, not only on the first night. He would melt it on the other nights also if they're near each other. Right? Yeah. These four mitzvahs are for the purpose of pirsumi nisa lefarsei mesanes. What do you mean, lefarsem? How do you mefarsem as anes? So Rabbi Soloveitchik thought, when you read the Masechah Sofrim is not from the days of the Tanoim. The Magen Avraham writes in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Masechah Sofrim was composed in the days of the Gaonim, and they were going to Eretz Yisrael and getting Bavel. It was written by the Gaon of Eretz Yisrael. A lot of times it has Minhagim that they didn't have in Bavel. Has the Minhagim from Eretz Yisrael, so we don't always follow Masechah Sofrim. So the Masechah Sofrim has all the dinim of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. So that's where you have this source to recite Haneres Halolim. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, you get the impression from the way the Masechah Sofrim presents it that that's Ma'akeh B'Dieved. If you light Neres Chanukah, you don't say Haneres Halolim, Kodesh Hashem, etc. Amadisim Alana Floor is that you're not Yotze the Mitzvah Hadlokah. Why is that? We always assume that it's a piyut, like Moos Tzur. You're going to say, if you don't sing Moos Tzur, it's a piyut. It can't be Malkus. So Rabbi Soloveitchik thought, no, maybe the Masechah Sofrim is driving at this. Whenever there's a mitzvah, Pirsumei Nisa, so you have to say Beper, what it is. So on Pesach night, you have Heseba and Arbekoises in connection with the whole Haggadah. So you recite the whole Haggadah. On Purim, you read the whole Megillah. So even on Hanukkah, where there's no Megillah to read and there's no Haggadah to recite, maybe Haneres Halolu is Me'akev. That's what he had the impression. Haneres Halolu is Me'akev B'dieved. You have to recite. What does it mean, Haneres Halolu? Kodeshem. Is it really Kodesh? The Gemara has a machlokes when you light in Bamei Madlikin, when you light Neres Hanukkah, is it Mutar Lehishtamish Le'or Aner, or is it Osur Lehishtamish Le'or Aner? So we pass on halacha, it's also the hishtamish le'or aner. So the Gemara asks, why? Ner kedusha yeshbo. Well, why? Does it have kedusha? So, but that's what we say, aner v'salol l'kodeshem. So this text, aner v'salol l'kodeshem, comes from the Masechas, from the Megillas, comes from Masechas Sofrim, that was written by the Gaonim, and it's in contradiction to what it says in the Talmud Bavli. Because the Talmud Bavli says not so. Talmud Bavli says, v'chi ner v'salol, the Gemara said that's not why it's us. It's not because Kodeshem, it's rather because Bizui Mitzvah. So the Gaon of Eretz Yisrael had traditions not like the Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli seems to hold that it's not Kodesh. Yeah, this is an important point. We usually divide all when you go to a Judaica store. They sell different things in this store. They sell talesim and menorahs and becher for kiddush and havdalah, tefillin, tzitzis, megillas Esther. There's all kinds of things. So the Gemara Megillah has a brice, I think, Dav Chavav and Mabes or something like that, that the religious articles are divided into two categories. Some of them are called Tashmishe Kedusha, some of them are Tashmishe Mitzvah. The Tashmishe Kedusha is Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah are Nignozim. Let's say the Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah became puzzle, and you can't even correct it. You can't fix it. It's such a mess. So you're not allowed to throw it in the garbage. You have to bury it. You have to put it in Sheamus and bury it. If you have Tashmishe Mitzvah, you have an old talis, you have an old Arba Kamfis or something, and you're not going to use it anymore. So Bizman HaMitzvah, it's Huksa LeMitzvasai. That's a pasuk that says in Chumash with respect to Sukkah. The Gemara says, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk in Sukkah Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Kishem Shachal Shem Shamayim Alach Hagiga, Kal Chal Shem Shamayim Alach Sukkah. So that's the source of Huksa LeMitzvasai. So we say that the Esrog is Huksa LeMitzvasai, you're not allowed to eat it. And the Hadassim are Huksa LeMitzvasai, you're not allowed to smell them. So Rashi says, where did the Gemara get that idea from? So Gemara and Sukkah, where did they get the idea of Huktan Mitzvah? Rashi says, it's learned out from the Pasuk by the Sukkah. The Sukkah is Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. That's Huktan Mitzvah. So Huktan Mitzvah applies to all other mitzvahs. So there's a difference between Tashmishi Mitzvah and Tashmishi Kedusha. If you have an old Sukkah I used it many times, is falling apart. I want to buy a new one. So what am I going to do with the old one? I'll give it to a poor man who lives down the block. Nobody wants it. The old sukkah looks terrible. I have an old talis and my wife buys me a new talis. Nobody wants the old talis. I want to donate it to the shul. The gabbai in the shul doesn't want it. No one, the poor people don't want it, and the gabbai doesn't want it. So what do you do with it? So the Gemara says, an old tzitzis is tashmish and mitzvah, so it's nizrokim. Bizman mitzvah son, it's hooked to the mitzvah. So you're not allowed to use it for something else. You're not allowed to be mevazeh. But after this man mitzvah is up, then it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah. So the esrog after sukkah is up, you can make marmalade out of it and you can eat it. The hadassim after sukkah is up, you are permitted to smell it. On sukkah, it's hooked to the mitzvah for smelling. After sukkah is over, a lot of people use it for psamim and havdolah matzoi shabbos. So it's mutam. So whenever you have tashmish, how do you define what's tashmish and mitzvah? What's tashmish and kedusha? How did the tanoim? Is a brisa in the Gemara Megillah, Daf Chavav. How do the Tanoim know which are Tashmishe Kedusha, which are Tashmishe Mitzvah? So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, Tashmishe Kedusha is only if you have psukim written there. So that's Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. And we assume to the extent that you have psukim written, that extent it's going to have Kedusha. So Tefillin have Dalet Parsha, Shema Yom Shema Kadesh Vayokiv Yacha, as opposed to mezuzah that only has Shema Bal Yoyim Shemaya. So tefillin have more kedusha than mezuzah. Shal Rosh has more kedusha than a Shal Yad. The Gemara says, why? Because it has a shin on the outside. It has one letter more. It has two letters, two shins on the outside of the Shal Rosh. And the Sefer Torah has the Dalet Parsha, Shema Bal Yoyim Shema Kadesh, plus many more Parsha. So the Sefer Torah has a higher level of kedusha than the tefillin, which in turn have a higher level of kedusha than the mezuzah. Which has a higher level of Kedusha? The original author's copy of Aseres Adibris that has the Aseres Adibris engraved, or a Sefer Torah that's written this year. So the Aseres Adibris, that's priceless. The Ksav Yad Kotcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu prepared the Luch HaShnius, Solachos, Shnalachos, Avanim, Karish Anim, and then Luchasapti, Asadvarim, I will write, HaKadosh Baruch Hu engraved the Aseres Adibris. So if we'll find the luchas with the Aseres Adibris, that'll be priceless. A Sefer Torah that's written by a Sefer Topshin Pei Aleph, okay. It has a Kedusha, but it's not as valuable as the Aseres Adibris. But which one, strictly speaking, from the level of Kedusha? Which one has a higher level of Kedusha? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Rambam in the end of Hilchas Sefer Torah, one of the last pages, sounds like he says, Beferish, sounds very much like he says, that the Sefer Torah has a higher level of Kedusha than the Luchas. Why? Because the Sefer Torah has Aseres Adibris plus more. To the extent that you have the Torah written, psukim from the Tanakh written, to that extent you have Kedusha. So that's why the Shal Rosh has more Kedusha than the Shal Yad, because it has two shins more. That's why the Tefillin has more Kedusha than the Mezuzah. That's why the Sefer Torah has more Kedusha than the Tefillin, to the extent that you have Psukim written. So that's why the Rambam sounds like he says that that the Sefer Torah that's written by a Bas of Adam, the Shnas Tavshin Pei Aleph, has a higher level of Kedusha than the Luchas, which are the Ksav Yadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Luchas are more precious, more valuable. It's priceless. Because Ksav Yad Kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Sefer Torah has more Kedusha. So what status, you say, the Ner Chanukah is hooked to the mitzvah. The Gemara says, also the Shtamish Loraner, hooked to the mitzvah. Hooked to the mitzvah, Pashup Shad, for the duration of Chanukah. After Chanukah is over, it should be no longer hooked to the mitzvah. Like after Sukkot is over, you're allowed to eat the Yesrig, you're allowed to use the Hadasim to smell. And if you want, you can use the Schach. The Schach is for sure hooked to the mitzvah. The Tfanis is a machlek, is the Rosh and the Ramam. Whether the Tfanis is also hooked to the mitzvah, but the Schach for sure, everyone agrees, is hooked to the mitzvah. So you can use the Schach as fuel. If you don't want to reuse the Schach next year, cut it up in little pieces and use it as fuel in the furnace. You can burn it and use it. So what should it then be? Let's say, Ner Chanukah is hooked to the mitzvah on Chanukah. It should be like a tashmish and mitzvah, but after this man mitzvah is up, it should no longer be hooked to the mitzvah. So there's a shilt, this quotes a brisa. We don't have this brisa anywhere in the Gemara. The shilt was written by Rav Achoy. He was not one of the Goyim. He lived in the days of the Goyim. We call him Rav Achoy Goyim because he lived in that period. But he was not one of the Rosh Yeshiva. The name of the yeshiva used to be Gaon Yaakov. And the head of the yeshiva was known as Rosh Yeshiva's Gonyak. He had to raise all the funds and he had to give the shiur. So he was spared that agony of raising the money for the yeshiva, but he wrote a sefer. He lived in the days of the Goyim. So he quotes a brisa. We don't have it in the Gemara. We don't have it in the Yerushalmi. He quotes a brisa that if you have, you lit Neris Chanukah, if you have a bottle of oil and I designated the bottle of oil to use it to light Neris Chanukah, and I have oil left over in the bottle, which I simply never used. So then the din is hazmana la milsehi, that oil in the bottle that was never used is just hazmana. So that's a machlekes abai v'rava in Sanhedrin, around daf mem zayin or so. And we paskin like rava, hazmana la milsehi, so it's not hooked in the mitzvah. Let's say I put up a sukkah before yontif, and I never sat in the sukkah. I never used it. Or I set aside an esrig, I paid a fortune for an esrig, then I never used the esrig. So it's not hooked in the mitzvah, because that's hazmana la milsi. It's only hooked in the mitzvah if you actually use it. So let's say I have the Moshe Shemin Sheba bottle. That's not hooked in the mitzvah. But Moshe Shemin Sheba Ner, if I'd lit Ner as Chanik and I put in oil for it to burn on each night, and then the flame went out and you have leftover oil in the cup. So it was used for the mitzvah. So we should have said the leftover oil, Moshe Shemesh Abiner, should be hooked to the mitzvah for the duration of Chanukah. After Chanukah is over, should be mutter. So it says, Beferish not so. It says, the Moshe Shemesh Abiner Chanukah is hooked to the mitzvah. You can't use it all year long. You have to save it till next Chanukah to use for Neris Chanukah. Save it for next Chanukah. There's a Hashash Takola. That's a Gemara, the end of the first parak in Psochim. You're not allowed to keep any non-kosher food in the house. Because by mistake, somebody may eat it. Even if you put a label on it, this is ham. This is for the goyish maid. I'm going to keep it. So I'm going to keep it one day, Ms. Tom, it's okay. But to keep it for a month around the house, we're afraid someone's going to make a mistake and eat it. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, the Moshe Shemesh Abiner Chanukah, after Chanukah is over, you have to burn it. Osala Madur Bifnei Atzmai, because it's hooked. It remains hooked in the mitzvah, so even after Chanukah is over. So the Keren Oira, who was the younger brother of the Mishkan Yankiv, who learned in Valozhin, and who was the rabbi in Karlin, Rabbi Yankel of Karlina. We mentioned him a few times. He's the one who has a few tshuvas where he attacks the practices of the Hasidim on different issues. So the Keren Oira, Masach Shabbos, is that kasha? Why is the Moshe Shemesh Abiner Chanukah hooked to the mitzvah say? It should be Tashmish and Mitzvah and Nizrakim. After this Mana Mitzvah is up, it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah. It's only hooked to the mitzvah say. This Mana Mitzvah. So he says, apparently this shield, this goes with the shita of the Masechet Sofrim. And there is a law of the Kodeshim, which is against the Bavli. The Bavli holds, Ne'er v'chi Kedusha Yeshbo. It has no Kedusha. So the Masechet Sofrim has a different tradition. The Aneris Allah, the Kodesh, and be treated like Aneris in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, as if it's Kodesh. And if it's Kodesh, then it's Tashmisha Kedusha. So even after this Zman HaMitzvah is up, it'll still be Tain the Kedusha. Let's say you have a Korban that became Pasul, and you weren't able to be Makrev. A Korban remains Kodesh. So that's quite a Chumrah, that we consider, we treat the Ner, the Shemesh of Ner Chanukah, as if it's still, as if it's Tashmisha Kedusha. We don't treat it like Tashmisha Mitzvah, that you say Tashmisha Mitzvah Nizrokim. After the Zman HaMitzvah is up, it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah. No, it's a Tashmisha Kedusha on Ignosim. It's treated like the Shemin Shebe Beis HaMikdash, Shebe Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. There is a famous kasha from the Shach and Yeridaya. I think it's Simon Tzadik Ches, Tzadik Tes, Simon Tzadik Tes, if I'm not mistaken. This is the name of Atal Nisa L'chatchila. That's discussed a little bit in the first parak in Beitza. So the Mechaber has a psak. Ashkenazim don't follow that psak. The Ramot disagrees, but the Mechaber has a psak like this. If you have an Issa de Rabbanon, let's say Mukta. We assume Mukta is only the Rabbanon. Let's say Eitzim Shenoshrim and Adekel B'Yontif. Branches fell down from the tree on Yontif. So at the beginning of Yontif, it was Mechuber. So those branches that fell down, you're not allowed to use them to throw it in the fire. Let's say you need a fire on Yontif to keep warm, or you need a fire on Yontif in order to cook food, or to keep the food warm, and so on. So if you have logs that were designated before Yontif, those are not mukta. But Eitz Mishnashim and Adekal B'Yontif will be mukta. So you're not allowed to use those logs on Yontif. What if accidentally some of those logs fell into the furnace? So now it's a taruvis, and it's a roiv isa with a miut heter. There are more, let's say, 10 logs fell down from the tree, and by mistake, someone put them into the oven, and inside the oven, there were only 8 logs that were muchan mibodyom. So now you have 8 mutadika logs and 10 logs that are mukta. So the mukta is not bottle beroiv. So the Mechaber Paskin, based on his reading of the Gemara, the Ramah has a different reading of the Gemara. Machlokes Rishon, Mechaber Paskin, since the whole Issa Mukta is only the Rabbanim, Eitz and Shenoshim and Adekel is only the Rabbanim that you're not allowed to use it. And it's not Batal Berev because you don't have Rav over here. So now you can't use that. You're going to lose out on the Mutadika logs because the fire is burning in the oven and the 8 Osadika logs got mixed in with the 10 Mutadika logs. The reverse. The 10 Osadika logs are mixed in with the 8 Mutadika logs. So you can't use any of the logs now because it's the Taruvus and you have Roy Visa and Mioteta. So since the whole Issa is only the Rabbanon and it's Nisari, the Heter, so it's fouling up. You can't even use the Heter. So it's the Mechaber Paskin Mutal Hosef Olavol of Atlo. You're permitted to add on another couple of logs of Heter. And in such a way that you'll mix it together. Now you won't know which is which. So it's muta levatalisa lechatchila in that case. So here, so the Shach in Zimet Tzadik Tes and Yerideh is bothered with the kash. Mechaber quotes from the Shiltis that the Moshed Shemesh of Bener Chanukah is hooked to the mitzvahs, it remains hooked to the mitzvahs even after Chanukah is over. And even if it fell in, if the Shemen that's left over from the menorah falls into Shemen Hamuter, you have to have shishim. And if you don't have shishim, so everything will be usur. And then Mechaber writes, and it's also lehosef olavol of atla. You're not allowed to add on more shemen shel heter to in order to accomplish that it should be batal b'shishim. So the Shach has the kasha. Why? It's a stir in the Mechaber. The way the Ramah doesn't accept the Mechaber's din and simit tzadik tes in Yerideh. So according to the Ramah, there's no problem. But there's a stir in Mechaber. The Mechaber holds that by anisa de rabbanan shenisarev with heter, and Embo Kedei Levatlo, by the logs, all you need is Roiv, and by the Shemen, you need Shishim, because it's Lach Balach. So, and you don't have Kedei Levatloi. So the Mechaber Paskins, if the whole Issa is only the Rabbanan in the first place, Muta Lehosef Olav Levatlo. So why does he say by the Shemen Shebener Chanukah, Moshe Shemen Shebener Chanukah, Shenishtayr, and it fell into Shemen Mutar, also Lehosef Olav Levatlo, Sastira. So there's a base of Ephraim. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius has a tshuva sefer that's called Beis Ephraim. He was a businessman. He was a successful businessman. And he is world famous. He wrote so many svarim. And they asked them shaylos from all over the world. They're more famous than the rabbi we mentioned. The rabbi in Brod at that time, when he lived in Brod, the rabbi wrote the Sefer Lev Aryeh Echolim, which used to be a classic, but it doesn't compare to the Beis Efraim. Beis Efraim was more famous than, the businessman was more famous than the rabbi. So the Beis Efraim has a fantastic chiddush. He suggests the chovus agavra, the obligation to light Neres Chanukah, is only the rabbanon. But once you lit the Neres Chanukah, it becomes hooked to the mitzvah and Torah. So the issa to use the shemen, the issa to use the shemen in the Ner Chanukah, Mosen Shemen Shebiner, Shenishtayer, it'll be hooked to the mitzvah and Torah. That's a big chiddush. The chovus agavra to light Neres Chanukah is only the rabbanon. But once you light it, it's considered a chefetz of a mitzvah min haTorah, and it'll be hooked to the mitzvah min haTorah. So that's considered anisa deraisa, and it's also to mix it in. That is quite a chiddush. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this chiddush from the Beis Efraim. Okay, we have covered much of Hilchas Chanukah, B'li Neder. Maybe next week we'll continue, next Thursday. Tomorrow morning I'll give the regular shiur. Whoever is interested, I'll give the shiur on the Parsha, on Parsha's Vayetze.
Rebbe?
Yes?
With regard to the question of whether you need a kli, can't you bring a raya from the fact that they used shpudin in the mikdash after they lost the menorah? They put their spears, or either it was of eitz or metal, to use as a menorah, the chashmonaim?
So what do you see?
So it's not a kli because it's seven separate things sticking out of the ground, no?
Oh, it's not one kli together. Oh, I don't know.
Well, was that not the issue? Is it that it can even be a kli separate?
I don't know. I don't know what they didn't melt the shpudim that it should hold together. I don't know how they used the shpudim. Gemara says they used shpudim, yeah. I don't know. Got to look into that. What does it say in Josephus about Tishpudim? I don't know.